lokho kuphuma emhlangano nomkhulu owedale laphezulu elezanu PF elepolitbiro lapho umongameli Mnangagwa akhuthaze khona uZulu weZimbabwe ukuba aqhubeke evotela ibandla lakhe. Uthe ukhetho lwama-by-elections luzaveza ukuba ibandla lakhe lithandwa nguZulu esithi lizanqoba kulesi sindo.
For the many by-elections in the Tibetan North Province, Midlands Province, Nashua and West Province, Nashua Province, Nawayo, and the other provinces.
Ubonge uZulu wasemakoni ngokuvotela ibandla leZANU-PF ukukhethi lwama-by-elections lapho okunqobe ukansila weZANU-PF. Kodwa umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo eleCitizens Coalition for Change, CCC, umnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba uthi ukhetho lukamhlaka 9 alukho emthethweni.
Okokuqala ukuthi by-election eladiklewa mhlaka 9 December kakufananga lenzakale ngenxa yokuthi lazalwa ke i-decision eyenzwa ngendlela engekho emthethweni ngenxa yokuthi uspeaker of parliament wabala incwadi loku-effecta incwadi engaveli kubandla le-CCC njengokukhuluma kwethu ke emavikini adlulileyo. So because of that akufananga kube le by-election ngenxa yokubana i-by-election linecessitwa ukuthi iparty eyiwe to mama members of parliament e-CCC ekhokelwa ngubaba u-advocate Nelson Chamisa yiyo okufanele ukuthi ikhulume ukuba nayo izaba kasibo bantu behlanganisheni ukuze kube le by-election.
Ingcitshi kwezombusazwe esebenza lebandla le-People's Unity Party umnumzana Herbert Jamuka uthi kusobala ukuba iZANU-PF izimisele ukunqoba ukhetho lolu kungakhathalekile ukuba luqhutshwa phansi kwesimo esidida ingqondo. Mnangagwa kube ichasisa ngomhlangano omkhulu webandla lakhe oza kwenziwa mhlaka 27 Mfumfu eGweru. Ethi umhlangano lo uzazama ngazo zonke indlela ukudinga amacebo okulungisisa inhlupho ezibhekane loZulu weZimbabwe. Udaba lokungahlaliseki komumo wezombusazwe kweleZimbabwe lukhangelele ukuhlaziywa kabanzi emhlanganweni omkhulu womanyano wamazwe angezansi e-Afrika owe-SADC okumele wenziwe kusasa kodwa ugcine udluliselwe phambili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.